Hello, are you an aspiring game journalist or are you already a game journalist? You probably don't look like this. You probably look like this, and you've probably heard those pesky kids asking for something you've heard called objective game reviews. Now, I know what you're thinking. Objectivity? I don't know how that works. Yes, you can apparently still call yourself a journalist and still be opposed to the concept of objectivity. That is how magical games journalism is. Now, I know what you're thinking again. Hey, I went to Anita Sarkeesian's latest teleseminar. And after taking that teleseminar a lot more seriously than she did, I've decided I hate my audience. In fact, I think the games enthusiasts are actually the problem with gaming. I hate my audience so much, I've actually written a manifesto, a guide to ending gamers, if you will. I, as a game journalist, will recommend that people do things other than playing games. Because if I've got to be honest, having fun isn't really very high on my list of priorities. You know, for my video games. In fact, if video game developers could oblige me by making shorter games so I didn't have to spend so long playing them, that would be wonderful. And that's even assuming if I can even be bothered to give this video game the time of fucking day. I do get kind of bored dealing with them all day every day. This is why I spend so much money supporting those critics who are demanding death to video games. Hell, I even bought the t-shirt. You know, we've been doing this so long that we're wondering, have we already killed video games? Because let's be fair, if there was one medium that deserved it, it was video games, wasn't it? I mean, they were just awful. Absolutely awful. So naturally you, as a video game journalist, really can't understand it when the plebs are getting their pitchforks and rallying for ethics in their industry and objective standards for their reviews. You can't understand it. And I understand why. You lack this little thing called empathy. And empathy for your audience is fundamental when trying to give an objective review. Let me demonstrate. You have you. You deride objectivity. You hate gaming enthusiasts. You want to play less games, and you probably want video games to go away altogether. Now, let's compare you to everyone else in the video game industry, both your audience and the developers who are making games for the people who love them. They praise objectivity. They are gaming enthusiasts. They want to play more games, and they probably want video games to continue to exist. Honestly, I think now is about the time that we should explain to you that maybe the video game industry isn't the place for you. But again, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, ha, I have an in. I can absolutely justify my presence in the video game industry, even though I hate the video game industry. And no, I don't just mean because you have friends in the video game industry who are going to give you money for participating. I know that you're going to say things like, you can't judge a game objectively on how fun it is, because fun is a subjective measure by definition. And yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. It is. Now, if we go back to, say, our list, you can see why we don't want people like you trying to tell us whether a game is fun or not. Frankly, we don't think that you people are best qualified to do that. You seem to have really pressing ideological concerns that you can't get past. This is why we wanted you to be objective. So when you sit down to write your review, after playing more of the game than you're really comfortable with, please bear the following in mind. Your audience isn't really all that bothered about your opinion, because your opinion isn't very much like the opinion of your audience. They want to know about the objective merits of the game. Tell us about merits like graphical quality, or maybe aesthetic consistency. How good are the controls? What's the multiplayer like? Does the game have a detailed and involving world? Does it have an epic storyline? Is there a lot of content? Is there lots of replayability? By giving us this information and not focusing on information that you subjectively care about, we can make the decision for ourselves if we are going to find it subjectively fun. And then you will have written a useful, objective game review, and people won't wish you would fuck off.
Sega, 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 S